This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We've been wrestling with COVID now for 2 years. The nation is breaking records for the number of daily cases. Most schools across the country remain open, but this morning, classes in Chicago's public schools are canceled after the teachers' union voted to switch to remote learning because of COVID. The AP's Julie Walker.
The Chicago Teachers Union says the district's safety protocols are lacking. Chicago School CEO Pedro Martinez says his schools are safe.
There is no evidence that our schools have ever been unsafe.
He says they won't switch back to online instruction because it was devastating for children's learning and mental health.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reporting. President Biden talked about the nation's schools and COVID yesterday, saying he thinks schools have the money for testing and other safety measures, and he thinks they should remain open. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on the president's overall message to worried Americans about COVID and the surge of the Omicron variant.
The president says it's fine to be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed if you're vaccinated and boosted.
You can still get COVID, but it's highly unlikely, very unlikely, that you become seriously ill.
For the roughly 35 million American adults who are not vaccinated,
there's no excuse.
The president says he, too, is frustrated, like many Americans, about testing shortages, saying more at-home tests and testing sites are on the way.
A year after the January 6th Capitol insurrection, more than 700 people have been charged with federal crimes. The FBI is still searching for hundreds of other suspects seen on video assaulting police. Virginia officials say that gridlock on I-95 yesterday that stranded hundreds of motorists for hours in the snow can be blamed on the rain that kept them from pre-treating the road. This is AP News. Jeopardy's reigning champion says she was robbed in California.
Police in Oakland say they're looking into the robbery of Amy Schneider. She reported the news in a tweet to her 52,000 followers, saying the incident left her shook up, but otherwise okay. It happened Sunday, and she says the thieves made off with her ID, credit cards, and phone. Police say there have been no arrests in the case so far. Schneider is the first transgender contestant to qualify for the Tournament of Champions. Her most recent win stretches her streak to 25 straight, earning nearly $900,000 in winnings so far. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The average price of a new vehicle is now almost $48,000. 20% higher than a year ago, says J.D. Power, and the first time it's ever gone that high. Why? Strong demand and low supply, say industry analysts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.